And good afternoon, Ms. Gigan. How you doing? You know what time it is. It's time for Torn Into, your show for news, information, and more. Hi, I am your host, Gregory T. Robertson. To the right of me, or the left of you, is my lovely wife, Emily Robertson.
Hello.
And so this is a special show, but let me get the other co-host. Pastor Melvin Burns, how you doing, sir?
Good afternoon. How are you, my brother?
Busy, I tell you what, isn't it refreshing that we don't have to talk politics this week? We don't have to, we're not talking politics, we're not talking anything this week because it's a special day for me and it's my birthday. And
that's what I hear.
You know, we the show don't stop because it's somebody's birthday except Christ.
No. Emily, it's good to see you.
You too, thank you.
Are you ready for today?
I really don't know what I'm into for today.
Oh, we're going to have a good time. We're going to have a good time.
All right, so let me give you some housekeeping rules. If you would like to catch this show live, what I need you to do is, even the people that are on the show, grab your phone, go to 103.7 to be WVSLP on Facebook, share this feed to your page. That's WVS 103.7 to beat LP on your Facebook page. Share it on your page, and we will get questions live in your area. If you want to watch it on YouTube, you can do that on the WVS 103.7 LP. Don't forget the LP. Or M106 on Facebook. Also, if you are listening to it and would like to watch the show later, we are on the Moji app, which is worldwide, or you can go to WVS 103.7, The Beat, LP, and our shows replay each other. Okay, with that said, I am going to introduce our guest today, and I am going to put the show into my host, co-host, Pastor Burns. And I'm just going to shut up and take it like a man and answer questions appropriately. First of all, it takes a village to raise a tribe, and I couldn't be in position with, of course, my wife, Emily Roberts, here. The stuff that she has to deal with, I'm telling you, she is wonderful. But these women, these strong warrior women, when you see Black Panther, these are the women that they came after. Wakanda forever. These are the women that were
where did you go for lunch?
Listen, my first sister, she is the next to the oldest. First one to finish college. So much to say about her. Put your hands together for Victoria Vicky Watt. Watt.
Wakanda forever.
Look at her. Go on. Y'all got so many names. I should have did Gregory Todd Roberts Hall. I didn't do it today. All right. And coming in the rear, but not last or least, she was on the show last week and did a great job, by the way. I'm going to have her on again. Put your hand together for Tanya Roberts Ford.
All right.
Woo! Wakanda! Yes, 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 yes!
Hey,
what can I do?
You can do Wakanda. You've been born. You got your card.
I got my card.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. It's my birthday, and I thought it would be great to invite my family and on the show, and we'll get Tanya back as soon as she comes back. But Pastor Melvin Burns, take it away, sir.
First thing we have to know, Greg, Emily, yes. Vicky, what birthday number is this?
58.
This should be 58 for him.
Yeah. 58, because I'm sure everybody wants to know how old he is exactly. Well, there's a
story behind that, because I thought I was 58 last year.
So you're 4 years younger than I am, Greg.
He's been living a year before
after
their
birthday celebration.
I'm glad somebody told him how old he was because he didn't know. That's a shame. I don't even know what to say about that.
Okay. Okay. Next question. Vicky, what does the T stand for?
Todd.
Gregory Todd Roberts. Okay.
He'd be tough too. He's gonna be tough. We've got to tough him up, so he could be.
You're right.
Todd, what'd you think of Taylor?
I'll tell you more about that in a later.
Okay. And feel free to elaborate. Okay. First question is gonna be for the sisters. Then I'm gonna come to you, Emily. Sisters, what was his nickname in the house growing up?
Meat Treaver.
Meat Treaver. Don't ask me where that came from, because I don't know.
Real quick. Okay.
We need a history on that.
Real quick, how that became. Remember Archie Bunker Meehan, right? We're playing football at Nelson School, and I bumped heads with another guy. And he said, dang, you got a meat head, and a dog walked past. And they said, Treaver, meat Treaver. And that's how I got the name.
Oh, I thought it was something.
Never knew that.
And you let them keep calling you that. See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
The thing is, more people know me by that than my real name. So anyway.
Okay. Emily, what's your nickname for Greg at home?
Oh, I'd probably say Boo.
Okay. All right.
That depending if she's happy or mad at me.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't call him anything.
Okay. All right. Okay. So now, Tanya, Victoria, we need your. We'll start with the good stuff. Tell us your best brother story about Greg. One we're gonna. We want a teardrop. You're like, oh.
Oh, a teardrop story. Oh my.
Oh man, the show's only an hour. I don't know if I can think about.
See, everybody knows it was a big softie, so we need a teardrop story, and then we'll put them on the grill later.
Now we gotta know what time we're looking at.
Okay, I know one. I know one.
Younger days.
Okay. I'm the youngest, so I remember when we were really, really young, and I remember there was this big dog that was coming after us. And Greg actually jumped in front of me and hid behind a tree.
Wait a minute.
And he jumped in front of me behind the tree. And he shooed, he was like shooing the dog, get away from him. He's always been a protector. And I remember this other time, this one boy had bullied me like in kindergarten, and he ran him down, and he was like, you know, don't you mess with my little sister. And, you know, he was that protector. So he really was that protector of his little sister.
You remember that story, Greg?
No, I can't. I think the dog's name was Ralph. I don't know, but I don't remember.
It was a big dog, but you were scared. I was scared, but you showed, such strength and strongness, because it was like, you know, he was going to eat both of us, but you did jump in front of me so that he would eat you first. So, but he the dog ended up going away because you was like, go away. He was shaking like dinos, but he was like, go away.
So you got a big brother story for us?
Well, I don't have a tearjerker story, because with me being older, I was kind of out and about, you know, when he was young, I'm out with my friends, and then I get a little older, I'm out at school, you know, so I don't have that tearjerker type of story that you may be looking for. I just know Greg, my brother, it's always been a like I said, I want to get to the story, but I don't want to jump ahead of what your questions would be. Telling about his sweetheart part and then how I tried to help him to be tough.
Oh, okay. I want to hear that story,
Pastor Burns.
By helping him be tough? Oh, okay.
Hear that story now?
I want to hear that story, yes.
Okay, I'll tell you that story now. Now, my brother is such a sweetheart. Now, because he is the only male amongst all these sisters he has, he always had to be toughened up, especially by Dad. Dad Gene always wanted to be tough, kicking him in the butt, you know, to be on the little pee-wee football team and all that stuff. So I want to do my part as a sister to help toughen them up too, you know? So I had to like kind of beat him up, you know, and things like that. But I don't know why everybody wanted him to be so tough because he was such a sweetheart, you know? And so I guess the little tearjerker part of that is that, you know, he is always a tough guy in his heart, always been caring about everybody, you know, and I don't know why everybody, you just want him to be tough, you know, but cousins come around, they try to wrestle him down to the floor, you know. Everybody's always trying to just wrestle with him and punch on him or whatever the case may be to make sure, I guess he's not going to be too soft with all these sisters.
They're being really nice because they used to like push me to the ground to take my bologna sandwich and comb my hair because I had nappy hair.
Well, our other sister, KK, I remember our sister KK actually beat him into the washing machine, and he would not hit her back at all. She was just punching him.
Always
hit me back, and he was like, "No, I'm not gonna hit you back. You're a woman." And she actually beat him into the washing machine. I'm literally his head in the washing machine. The spin cycle, yeah.
That explains a lot of things what we're doing.
wait, let's go to the board. This is why our daughter, Lisa Spears, said the auntie started talking and your grandson said, "Oh, snap."
That's cute.
Okay.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Trevor.
Okay. Lisa says she has a tearjerker story, so we'll look forward to hearing that. Emily.
Yes.
Now, you guys have been married how long?
28 years.
So I'm going to put you on the spot. What do you think was the best birthday gift you gave him over the 28 years?
Keep it clean.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. You know what? He, with his soft heart that you guys talk about, he gives the best gifts. I'm not very creative when it comes to gifts. I can't think of, I don't know. I can't answer that.
She's being very modest. All my birthdays and stuff like that, she actually makes my birthday presents.
Oh.
And poetry, pictures, all kinds of stuff. And I really adore them. But she makes them.
Oh, that's nice. I would say one was that year when everyone was taking cards and dropping them with one words and two words, you know, the big posters. I did a little thing.
And then, never mind. I won't talk about the other little thing. Okay, all right.
Yeah, let's. G audience. So, sisters, what do you remember was Greg's favorite toy? That, you know, like that toy he wouldn't let go of, drug around the house, took it from him to torture him, that kind of thing.
I don't recall him having a toy like that.
I don't either.
Did he play with y'all's dolls? Was that what it was?
I know what it was. It was me. He drugged me around the house.
Doug, oh my goodness.
And beat me up all the time. Yeah, see, he got beat up on by the older sisters, but I got beat up on by him.
Did he really jump on you?
Oh, yes, he did.
Greg, did you fight your sister?
It was that make tough story that they were talking about. I wanted her to be able to survive in this world. So it wasn't a jump on. It was a lesson.
So the older sisters made you tough. Then the younger sister, you showed her how tough you were. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
No, I didn't show her. I was just showing her how to be tough. And no. She could tell you how many fights she won at Steel School.
Well, Pastor Byrne, they used to literally sit me down before school and after school and walk around me and just torment me, tell me I was ugly, they did. Tell me because my zodiac sign was a Cancer, I was going to grow up and get cancer. It was mean. It was mean to me.
Greg did that.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
I'm gonna need some proof. I just don't believe that sweetheart of a guy did that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pastor Burns. Thank you, Pastor Burns. Next question.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I can answer the question. Okay. Favorite toy was Rock 'Em Sock 'Em Robots.
Oh, okay.
The electric football. And
I do remember the electrics. Okay, I do remember the electrics.
Okay. All right. Here's next on my list. Now, I do the show with Greg from time to time. Sometimes before or after the show, we get these side conversations. Every once in a while, he'll get going on a tirade about something after he say, well, maybe we shouldn't talk about that. So you guys, you talk to him all the time. Tell me one of the things that when you talk to him, you know, it's going to be a few minutes before you start getting off a tirade.
Politics.
Politics.
Politics or religion?
Religion.
Politics or religion. Yes. Yeah.
Both of those. Yes.
Or when the girls were in school, it's like, don't, you don't have time for that. You don't have time to ask Dad that question. He's going to get on his soapbox. I always call it soapbox.
Yes. Yes. And anything unfair going on in the world, he's going to elaborate on what needs to possibly be done about it. You know, for example, in there, I think in your neighborhood at one time, Greg, they were trying to do something with the property or the area or they something
started.
Like that.
They started, unfortunately.
Yes. Oh, wow. Yeah. So it's things like that, he'll definitely be on for a while.
Everybody heard about it?
Yeah, unfortunately, they I, you know, thing is, I've always been that way, and I, to the credit of the sisters that you look, and the ones that are not here, I was really shy, and they brought that out of me to be outspoken, to speak up, and so I got to thank them for that.
So you've overachieved for sure.
I gotta thank the sisters for just raising he's still a man, mind you, but he's in all the, I'm sorry to say it, annoying little ways, but you guys raised a good man.
Oh. Gotta go to the board. Oh. Hey, cousin. What's up, Melissa? Karn says, and Brother Greg was tiny when he was born. Love you, bro. That's actually a true story. I was born a month early, 4 pounds, 5 ounces. Actually, me and my one other sister named Terry was supposed to be born in the same month. That's another show we'll talk about later.
Okay.
January.
We got a lot of shows to do in the future.
Yeah, we got a lot of shows to do. In the future.
And again, if you were born tiny, you again overachieved, Greg. So congratulations.
I'm sorry?
I said if Greg was supposed to be small, he's overachieved again.
Oh, yeah. He definitely overachieved that. Yeah. That pound in half thing, that went away when he was 2 months.
Yeah. All right. So we're in the Christmas season, guys. Mm-hmm. Tell me one of your favorite Christmas memories with Greg.
Our tradition is getting a live Christmas tree and cutting it down as a group, as a family unit, and we still get together. Even though we're empty nesters, the kids all go, and we find the perfect tree with a lot of arguments going on about whose tree is going to be picked. And we cut it down ourselves and bring it home.
Everybody has to cut it down.
Yep, everyone takes it.
Everybody has to vote. And okay. And then we pick the tree and the tree goes home. So.
Yes.
Okay.
And we've done that for 28 years. We've done it every year.
And I have to say, you know, when we were younger, when my mom was married, you know, to Dad Gene, we always had, it was like a normal family. And I don't think Tanya remember all this. She was such a baby, but we would have these wonderful Christmases every year. And, you know, we'd get these new pajamas every year. Uh-huh. Maybe that's how Greg maybe carries that on with his family now. We get new pajamas every year and we go to bed so excited. Everybody, then mom and dad would come in and wake us all up. And then as this is a family, we're just so excited at Christmas time. You know, that was just really good memories, you know, from there.
That's pretty amazing because we still, the pajamas and all stuff.
Yes.
Because our family did it also. So
we still do it. Yeah.
I don't remember that. I remember that silver Christmas tree though.
Yes.
Oh, yes, you remember.
Oh, the silver Christmas tree.
With the light. Yes.
The disco Christmas tree. Oh, that's a trauma that I need to get out of my head.
Silver Christmas tree.
The silver Christmas tree.
Is that why you go for the live trees now? You had to
overcompensate. To go back to what Vicky said is that even back then we all as a family went to get a live Christmas tree, and it wasn't until mom moved on, we had that silver tree,
the silver one,
with the spinning colors.
With the little light used to shine.
Yeah, with the light.
Oh man.
That, I wish I had that tree. That'd be retro. People would pay big money for it.
Kind of like a combination Christmas and drug tree at the same time.
Oh yeah, yeah. It would have been great. It would have been great.
All right. So now we're gonna get to some good stuff. What is the most trouble you recall Greg getting into?
Oh man.
Well, I have to start on that one. I wouldn't say get in trouble, but Greg was, and I think he still is too. Greg was so messy, you know, with him being the only boy, he would always get his own room and all the rest of us had to share a room.
Oh,
okay. His room was the messiest room ever, you know? So he just really pretty much get in trouble trying to keep that room clean. Do you remember that, Greg?
Yeah.
Emily, is he still messy?
I don't.
I give him a space in the living room, and he starts sprawling, and I call it his sprawl, and I have to cut him back again.
It's because I have responsibilities and I have stuff to keep in order. So that's
organized in your mind.
That's chaos. That ain't order.
Yeah, that's the opposite of order, I think.
Okay.
And he doesn't let me touch anything. I mean, it's all for a reason.
Now, that is not the truth.
I can move it from here to here.
But. Oh, okay. All right. All right. Next question.
Did you get all of the troubles? Tanya, do you recall Greg getting in trouble?
Yes, I do, actually. Dad had took us on fishing.
Oh, my gosh.
It was just Greg and I, and Greg did not want to, and it was one of those little canoe. Like, you know, all three of us on this little boat. And I remember Dad had me in a little life jacket, and Greg didn't want to touch the worm. He didn't want to put the worm on the hook.
Okay.
And Dad took his belt off and beat him on the boat. The boat rocking side to side. I'm thinking I'm about to tip over. He actually beat him on his little canoe because Greg did not want to touch that worm. And it was just one of those other instances where just trying to toughen him up, you know. I don't want to touch the worm. Dad, he actually literally took off his belt and beat him on that little boat. I'm just walking on the side on the end, just scared. Like, I don't know what the heck is going on here.
So. If you're watching or listening to the show, good night. Oh no, it's the bottom hour. It's 2:29. It's 2:22, the birthday edition. It's me, my wife Emily, Victoria Vicky Hall Watt, Tanya Roberts Ford -- Pastor Melvin C. Burns II, and you were listening and watching 2:22. Okay, back to you, Pastor Burns.
So let's go back to the flipping on the boat because that's going through.
Maybe we should all do this, like.
Yeah.
Back.
I was there to probably like 3 or 4. You know, I'm traumatized with the. Yeah, but he did put the jacket on me. My dad did do that.
You were traumatized.
I was traumatized.
I still don't go fishing today. I'm talking about traumatized. You were traumatized.
Literally, I couldn't. I'm like, what is the last dad whooping him? He was like, you gotta touch this worm. And he's great, just screaming. He's literally just the boat just rocking. I'm like, I just thought it was gonna tip over.
And I have to apologize to the grandkids right now why they don't go fishing. Okay, next question.
I have another story to share too, though, Greg.
Oh, please do. Please do.
Kind of on that same kind of wave with Dad, you know, Greg just did not want to. Dad wanted him to be a tough guy, right? You know? So on that team, you know, wanted to be in the football team and wanted him to be doing all this manly stuff and all that, you know? So Greg gets to high school, right? And instead of playing football, basketball, or anything, he becomes the school mascot. But it turns out our mascot was an Indian, Muskegon Big Red Indians. Mm-hmm. He turned out to be a great Indian, too, by the way. But Dad was so mad with him, you know.
Yeah.
Him being a mascot.
He actually said Dad was so mad. He was sitting up there wondering, but Greg was actually, like, the best
He was. He really was.
He was like, he changed the game.
I mean, he been getting those steps in. He was.
Okay. And Dad was like, my only son, I wanted him to play football and he want to run around in some damn tights.
The feathers on his head.
Okay. Now the rest of the story. Now I had to tell Dad. Dad was in the backyard fixing in the car. And I went, Dad, how you doing, son? What's going on? I quit the football team, and I'm going to be the Indian. He immediately left fixing the car and went to the downtowner. The downtowner, the local hotel downtown, and went to the bar. And we'll just leave it right there. And that's the start of the Indian story. Let's go to the board. Lisa Spear. Okay, Sumu Man. Oh, really? Talk about traumatized. Okay, one time.
You weren't traumatized. Everyone else was.
One time for Halloween. It was.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. Okay. I came home. Everybody had Halloween costumes. I grabbed a sheet and tied around me like a sumo guy and had a straight jacket and went as Superhero Day, and I went as Sumo Man. And there's actually pictures, and you don't want to see it. The ugliest thing, other than me dressing as Britney Spears.
No, Britney Spears was might have been worse than the nurse.
Britney Spears was pretty bad.
Oh, God. It was worse than the nurse?
Yeah. Oh. He tied up his shirt and had a short plaid skirt on and blonde.
But getting back to the sumo man, you didn't have your butt cheeks out. You know how they had that between their behind?
That was covered, but everything else, unfortunately, the kids were quite embarrassed that day.
Oh, my goodness. That's one thing Greg will do. He will embarrass me.
Going to the board, Melissa Kern says, oh, I have an idea for you, bro. Melissa, keep it to yourself. All right.
Given those pictures about the sumo and Britney Spears, I'm glad this is radio, so we don't have to see pictures.
They're actually pictures.
This is radio, so we'll, this will be our excuse.
Okay.
So, Emily, you know, again, Greg comes across as a tough guy, but we know he wouldn't be a girl dad. So tell us about one of his girl dad moments.
Oh, you know what? This is a tearjerker. I didn't know what it was like to grow up with a father. And to have a father in my girl's life is phenomenal. I never realized the connection and how much they rely on his wisdom and his knowledge and whatnot. Uh-huh. And they come to him more than they even come to me because he has such a close bond with them. So I just love them dearly.
Oh, that is so sweet.
That is.
Aww.
The check is in the mail.
So Emily, can he be tough? Have you seen it? Can he be tough, or is he just a big softy all the time?
Oh no! Oh no! He's tough. Our oldest was late by what? 2 seconds?
When she said, "Okay," when she was supposed to be in the house at 12 o'clock, she came in at 12:01.
And she was grounded for probably 5 years. No, I don't think it was 5 years. It felt like 5 years to her because she was a teenager.
She was grounded for 2 weeks, and that I meant like she missed some big events. And
her watch said that she was on time. And so a discrepancy of a minute is still argument that we have sometimes in the household.
You didn't get a 5-minute grace period? No five-minute grace period?
No. She was supposed to be in the house. If I said 12 o'clock, you should have been in at 11:58. So she pushed it to 12:01, and so she got punished for it. Now, the second story I'll give is for Savannah is the first time that somebody had to receive a spanking. And I got a call from everybody, including the White House. Don't spank. And listen, for you people that don't know the rule, we had open hand on the butt, One swipe, two swipe, three swipe. Not none of these go out and pick out a tree and get beat. We didn't have, had that rule.
No Gene Roberts beatings?
No. And Gene, let me explain Gene Roberts beatings.
Oh, my God.
You ever seen cartoons where the lights go out and you see exclamation points, number signs, and all that kind of stuff? That was a Gene Roberts beat. We didn't do that. It was one swipe, two swipe, three swipe.
Just enough to hurt your feelings.
And then you had to have that 2-hour conversation before and after why it happened.
That's the real punishment. Yeah.
That was the real punishment. Yeah.
But, that's the soapbox I was talking about.
You guys got beat more than I did. I got one whooping from Dad.
I have one also.
I had cursed the teacher in kindergarten. He had to come pick me up. I got one whooping from him, and that was enough. I didn't have to get any more.
That's kind of how it is with sisters. They usually have one they can remember.
Yes.
We have like a top 10 list, you know.
Yeah, we got a top 20 list. Wow, y'all only got beat once. Wow.
One whooping I had from Dad.
Yep, same here, just one.
I think KK and Vicky got, KK and Diane got more whoopings.
But KK especially. Yeah.
KK. Me and KK are about tied, I would say. Okay, next question, Pastor Byrne.
No, can we finish that story?
Which one?
Okay.
The boat went like this.
We did not go back to the boat story.
Yeah, please don't go back to the boat story.
Yeah. So, Emily, we talked a little bit about it. Tell us about one of Greg's very romantic moments, you know, and keep it clean again.
Oh, he's romantic anyway. He used to send flowers when I worked. I'm retired now, so there's no place to send them. But
he could bring them home.
He could bring them home.
Pretend like that. That's not an option.
Bring them home.
I don't believe in flowers on holidays. I believe in just because flowers.
Yes, so he would send me just because flowers and a little note and stuff at work, and that was the most uplifting thing. He's still a romantic, though. He still surprises me with bottles of wine or something. I mean, he's just a good guy.
Sister, Emily, sister. Yes. The bottle of wine is not for you. It's
for me. You know what, Tanya? You're right.
What?
When I think about it.
The bottle of wine is... Let's make this perfectly clear that the bottle of wine is for communion. Let's get that perfectly clear.
Oh, gosh.
All right, enough from me.
Okay, Greg, we had this discussion before, and I do have to come back to this. You talked... So Valentine's Day comes around, nothing.
That ain't true.
I remember us having this discussion.
Okay.
So you don't buy flowers on Valentine's Day?
Okay. I do conform to that with an exception, okay? Because she don't care if I didn't buy flowers on Valentine's Day, she would be fine with that. But if I don't go buy that 92-cent card.
Okay.
If I don't come in with a card or something, it's hell to pay.
Oh, I have never made him pay for anything.
I don't believe you, Greg.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
I don't believe you.
On your birthday. Yeah, you're lying. I don't believe that.
I know Emily, yes.
Yeah, I'm with Emily, yeah. We're team Emily on that one.
See, Pastor Burns, take... One, two, add a couple, several more, and that's my life.
See, when it was just he and I, he said, "Oh no, Valentine's Day, birthdays, I do not buy gifts and flowers when those days they demand it." That's the way he told me.
Oh, really?
He's like, I'm the man in my house, and by God, I don't buy flowers just because everybody else does.
Pastor Burns, please.
I get ready. That's
you bury me, Pastor Burns.
Sorry, we were offline.
Oh,
you bury me, really? Please.
I have a question. Is the card for me? When the card comes? Do I get a little something on Valentine's? you know, I'm so confused now.
No, I really, the standards of what you and I talked about, I don't believe just because it's a holiday that you get some, just go out and just go nuts. But I do small things.
Yes.
Now.
So now it's a little clearer to me than the way you said it. You have a lot of bravado when you said it. We were just you and I.
It was my voice. I was clear. Yeah. My voice. Now,
I think they're just trying to be
locker room talk.
Locker room talk, bantering, if you will.
Yes.
Now, but let's talk about the other side. Now, the other side of it is I give her a Christmas list. Tell me, you pick, you got A, B, C. Pick five and this and this. And you tell me what you want. And I'll go pick off that list for Christmas for you. And I always get her everything on the list.
Oh, that's true.
That's nice.
That is
so
sweet.
So, like Reese's peanut butter cup.
That's a sweet brother. See, that's a sweet brother. Oh, that's sweet.
Okay, Emily, I want you to put worms on your list for this Christmas, okay?
Oh, wow. Wow. Wow.
Oh.
Wow. I will touch a worm. Don't go there with me. I will.
For love, you'll grab the worm.
Will he put it on a push? Will he put it on a hook? Okay. He had PTSD from that, I'm telling you. He ain't going to do it.
I've never had to use a belt.
Oh, don't even mention the belt. Hey, wait a minute. Speaking of a belt, the belt that we all got whooped at, with my father, my dad said, son, it is time for me to pass you this leather belt that had metal hoops. It's time for me to pass it down to you, son. And I said, Dad, that's the kindest thing you've done. And as soon as he left, I threw that damn thing in the garbage.
Did he really give you the belt?
He gave me the belt. And the belt went right to the garbage. It did not go past go. It went. It didn't go in the house.
Now you were straight wrong to garbage. That because that was something he was passing down as a legacy to you, and you threw it in the garbage. You could have put it in a frame or something, but you threw his legacy down to you in the garbage.
I'm sure that there's a lot of slaves saying, "Oh, I wish I would have had that whip, master." Oh, master, I need the legacy, master, just to think about the good old days. Yes.
But slavery, they were not your father.
No, you didn't.
That's not the same thing. He gave you a legacy, and he meant for you to have that.
And I took care of the legacy.
Yeah, see, and that's nothing about Greg. Greg has been so humorous, so funny. You know, we get together, it's always a good time, because my brother will make a party, you know?
You can blame Kay for that. That's just the Kay for that.
Now, how many siblings total?
Well, you know, we don't call anybody step a half.
Okay.
Yeah. So in our household, it was five.
Okay.
And then if you want to count the side there, probably a total of nine.
Okay.
But here's one thing I want to say before we go to the next question. Out of that nine, and I was talking to Tanya about that, out of that nine, for my dad's funeral and his eulogy, no prayers in time, nobody on welfare, people educated or ended up being like firefighters or whatever. Then their children the same, and their children the same. And we talk about Dad's disciplining a lot, but you know what? He did have a great impact. Him teaching kids sports, him being a job developer, inspired me to be a job developer and a coach. And so I won't say all bad things about him. And I love it. And, you know, we were able to make up, and he was the best man in my wedding, and I watched him take his last breath taking care of him. So I really love this man. Got to go to the board. Eric Hoffman, son, says happy birthday, Pops. Happy birthday.
Nice.
Okay, back to you, Marvin.
Yeah, and I like what you said. You know, I was going to get to, you know, we have these relationships as kids, and then we grow as adults, and our perspective changes on our parents. We realize some of this tough stuff they did, they had to. And our relationship with our siblings changes. So we talked about growing up, but Vicky, Tanya, tell us a little bit about your adult relationship with Greg. They don't have to all be good, but you know, there's a relationship you have as kids. Then there's a relationship you have as two separate adults, separate households, separate families. Mm-hmm. Tell us what that's like.
Well, I can start with that. One thing that I am most proud of with my brother is when he became ordained as a pastor. Mm-hmm. That was one of the most special ceremonies I've attended within our family. To know he's a man of God, and he grew up that way, and he, and I was thinking too, all this trying to toughen him up. Like I said, I don't know why we were doing that. It's not like anybody was trying to beat him up, and we were trying to have him protect himself. Uh-huh. It wasn't even that, really, you know. But he just has this kind heart, and he just is. A type of person that is so loving and kind, and on the flip side of that, it's like don't get on his bad side either, you know. So that's what I wanted to share.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Tanya says, well,
see, Tanya has a different story.
Okay.
What is that? The violin I'm playing here? Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. No. It's really different with Greg because we common with politics. You know, we talk about politics a lot, especially when, you know, Dad was sick and everything. We became a lot closer talking with him going.
Oh man, and he going to the board.
He always cares about a lot of stuff, you know, like he being a fireman and you know, situations that goes on in Muskegon or whatever. He always brings light to it to get justice for people and for his, you know, fellow brothers and firefighters or situations that's going on and everything. And so I'm really proud of him for all of that stuff.
I got to go back to the board to Melissa Garden. Sarah, my niece, she said she loves her Uncle Greg. I'm about to cry. thank you so much. Back to you, Pastor Melvin.
So, Emily, you guys have been married 28 years. That's kind of like almost growing up together.
I feel like it felt only like 5 minutes underwater.
Emily, what would you say it's been 28 years? What's been I don't think she says in five, but what's the biggest change you think you've seen in Greg over the years?
What's the biggest what?
Change.
My weight.
I was thinking deeper.
He's always had that weight issue.
Yeah. He's more of people rely on him a lot more through the church or through the prison system or whatnot. He gets people take his advice and stuff, which maybe I didn't in the beginning take as seriously because he always had advice for something. So,
you were getting it for free, huh?
So I didn't take it as seriously, but to watch him grow in the years and how people respect him and how he reacts to people. I just love that.
Oh, good. And how did he propose to you, by the way?
Yes, let's hear that.
Yeah, we both want to hear that. Yeah.
We don't have that much time.
We have plenty of time.
Go ahead.
When you gave me the ring, or?
Okay.
We were sitting together and he asked me what I wanted out of this relationship, and I said, I want a relationship, you know, just him and I, and he said, I would have married you yesterday.
Oh, so Greg, you told the truth. She told me the same thing. Okay, Greg told me the same thing.
Oh, okay, so it's the same.
Yeah, okay.
We found out we liked each other. We had known each other for years, but we found out that we liked each other.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
We were friends.
Okay, my internet is acting up here.
And then better than best friends.
Oh, I had to look outside because it started raining down here. It was like 70 degrees early, and then now it's like rain out here. So it's like, like, where is that? So.
Back to you, Pastor Burns.
Okay, so we got a couple of minutes left. We want to get some things. So let's start with you.
You can.
Can you hear me, Vicky? Okay, I'm gonna go to. I can't hear Vicky, so I'm gonna go to you, Tanya. We'll go back to you. Okay. So Tanya, we do. We talked on the political show a few times, but when you want to get under Greg's skin, what do you do? When you decide, I want to just annoy him intentionally today.
Oh my God! Anything. I could just call him, and he last night he couldn't get some. He said that's another 15 minutes I can't get back of my life. What were we talking about? If he say something I don't like it, I am just gonna lay into him and just over talk him, and he's just like try to get a word in, and he can't get it. And he'd be like, "Oh."
We were talking about insurance.
Insurance, yes, okay. Life insurance, yeah. And he tried to tell me something about someone because the insurance company didn't pay off. And I'm like, hey, buddy, I've been doing this for 15 years. So there's a reason they didn't pay off. And he's trying to tell me that, no, these people were healthy and all that. I'm like, you don't know that. You don't know their health situation. You don't know that. You know, and so it was like, yeah, I'll just over talk him. And so it's like, he'll just shut up. And so it's just like, yeah, that's how I get under his skin. I'll just over talk him and be like, you know, just aggressive with him. And he'll be like, you know, just forget it. I just get back.
It does take a while for him to say that. I mean, you guys argue for quite a while.
Yeah, we do. We go back and forth, but I always win. Yeah.
Vicky, are you there? Are we trying to get Vicky? Can't hear you. Can't hear you, sis. Keep working on it. Okay. So,
Emily, I know you would never intentionally get under Greg's skin. So,
you're right.
I figured that. So. Let's say you want to make sure he hears you when you're making a point. What do you do to make sure he's not being the radio announcer and he's listening to you?
Oh, that's a losing battle. I have to like say his name and grab his face and talk to him and like really make sure I have his attention because. Otherwise, yeah.
We have this thing that we came up with years ago, and young couples, you can learn something from this. Instead of trying to talk over each other, we would grab each other. The first one that grabbed the person and lightly by the face, not squeeze, not slap, but grab them by the face and just said, trust me. That was the end of the argument or the debate.
That's good.
We are going to disagree, you know, agree to disagree kind of thing. Or trust me as far as maybe he knows I'm right or I know he's right.
Okay.
All right, she's back. Okay.
Okay. Well, Vicky, good to have you back. So we were asking, when you want to get under Greg's skin intentionally, what do you, and I know you're a big sister, you probably don't do it intentionally. But if you want to get under his skin intentionally, what do you do?
I start cleaning up his space.
Oh, that doing it.
Don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I've never done this, but I think just talking about his weight probably would be an issue.
I can't say anything because I've been. I can't. I don't.
You know.
I can. And it's only because of health reasons. It's not to degrade or anything like that.
Right.
It's because of health reasons and everything. But let me tell you about Vicky here real quick. Let me tell you about this sister right here. She's so sweet and everything. And let me tell you now, she can get with you. While our grandmother died, it's like I was joking because I joke around a lot. This is about Greg's corner. Last week you said, I'm not timid, Pastor Burns. My big sisters, she had me in the corner with my thumb in my mouth calling for my mommy, and my mommy has been there for 22 years. Yeah. Didn't say one swear word. I'm telling you, it's like, don't cross my none of my big sisters. Just don't do it.
Y'all can talk me under the table, so...
We have 3 minutes, okay. Pastor Burns.
We didn't sing him happy birthday.
Yeah.
We're good. Three minutes, because I have an editorial to say in the last
All right. Tanya, give Greg your final birthday wishes on the program here.
Happy birthday, big brother. May God bless you with many, many more and healthy, happy, and just enjoy your board day and keep doing what you're doing. I love you so much.
I love you too, dear.
Vicky.
Oh, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. But Greg, I am so proud of you. I just want you to know, I'm just so proud of you, your career, your band playing in the band and all this stuff. You know, Greg has just been so instrumental in the community there in Muskegee, and I'm just so proud of him. And just keep doing what you're doing. Keep fighting for justice and just keep being funny, brother. We love that energy, you know?
Emily, you can start now and finish it tonight. But
I told him at 12 o'clock midnight that I loved him and sang "Happy Birthday" Marilyn Monroe style as best as I could. I think he asked me to stop. I think he said that to but anyway, I would like to think that he knows that I love him dearly, and I hope that I pray that God blesses us with so many more birthdays to celebrate.
Yes.
Tanya, Vicky, Emily, thank you guys for joining us so much. This has been a blast.
Thanks for having me.
Greg, the two closest guys in the world will be my brother Stacy and brother Chris. Their birthdays are both in December. So as my brother, I can easily remember your birthday, add you to the list. We have a ball doing this show, brother. So, you know, I wish you the best of birthdays. Thank you for allowing me to share with you and your family today.
Yeah, thank you. Going to the last comment, daughter, we all love you, Papa. Thank you for being our rock and our safe space. Rub some dirt on it, kid. Which I would say, I want to say this, and I'm going to go into the 3 o'clock hour. So you're watching, listening to WVSLP 103.7 to be serving Muskegon and Muskegon Heights. I have to get that liner in. If it wasn't for Lord, where would I be? And if it wouldn't be for my family, and Pastor Burns, your dad was in, positive in me running for office for the first time. And if I look back of what has happened in our life, my dad influenced me to coach 30 some odd years, to touch so many kids. My mother knew more. I had a praying mom and grandma, and a mom that knew that I'd be going into ministry before I ever did. The many times of running for state office, the many times being the first African American to be the president of JC's and go on and be five outstanding young Michigan, that stuff is not in void. But touching kids, being a family member, going out to the prisons and talking to people and helping people, has all been a part of my family members who I love dearly, that we had the tough things that we had to go through, but it made us that much closer and dear, and I love you guys dearly.
Love you too, brother.
I love y'all too.
With that all said, with all the nice words said, the checks in the mail, I'll be paying y'all later. Pastor Mel Burns, I'll see y'all next week. You've been watching Turn to the Birthday Edition. I love you guys. Thank you for watching and listening to the show. And we'll see you next week, and we'll get back down to business. Take care. Go sow a seed in somebody's life. Do something well. God bless.
Amen. God bless. All right. Bye now.